South Vallejo, California, 1880.
Stop!
The vicious drunkard who bent over the cringing boy paused, his fist in midair, as if he had heard the voice of God himself, or at the very least, a policeman with a club. But if any policeman was to be found in this shabby excuse for a town, he was otherwise engaged. Johanna Schell had no faith in police, nor did she have any delusions of divinity, but she trusted in the air of authority she'd cultivated for so many years, and in the strength of her voice. She crossed the muddy road to the haphazard line of shacks, crouched along the docks near the railway station. In the gathering dusk, she could just make out the man's unshaven face, the scars slashing his chin, the filthy clothing. He reeked of cheap liquor. The boy was pitifully thin, bruised, with the hollow, haunted eyes of one who had endured many such beatings. Johanna had seen that look before. The man squinted at Johanna and produced an expression somewhere between a leer and a smirk. She saw the way he appraised her, judged her, dismissed her, with the dubious aid of his diseased brain.
"You talking to me?"
he demanded, swinging toward her.
"I am."
She set down her doctor's bag, took a firmer grip on her valise, and drew up to her full height, almost the equal of his.
"You will cease beating that boy immediately, or I shall summon the authorities." "The author," he laughed.
His young victim shrank in on himself, as if the laughter were only another sign of worse to come.
"Who the hell you think you are, Miss High and Mighty Bitch?"
"I am a doctor. I've seen what you're doing to that boy."
"Boy?"
He grabbed a handful of the boy's frayed collar and jerked him up.
"This boy's my son. I can do whatever I want with him. No authority's gonna stop me. No woman neither," he spat. "Doctor, huh? How good you at healing yourself?"
Johanna ignored his threat. "What has your son done to deserve this?" The man's dull eyes grew confused. He couldn't answer, of course. There was no reason for the punishment, save for his drunkenness and unnatural depravity. But his confusion quickly gave way to resentment. He yanked the boy this way and that, though the lad squeezed his eyes shut and went limp.
"You have no right to question me," he snarled. "He's useless. Throw them in the streets and be done with them."
He dropped the boy and grinned at Johanna.
"You too. Throw you in the streets. Ephra and I have a bit of fun."
"I doubt that very much," she said. She tested the weight of the valise, grateful for the heavy books that had made carrying it so inconvenient during her visit to San Francisco. She turned to the boy. "Don't be afraid, mon young. I will help you." A large, dirty fist thrust itself into the air before Johanna's face.
"You better help yourself."
"I generally do," she said. "I've dealt with worse than you." He stared at her, as if she'd gone quite mad. Most of the denizens of the surrounding neighborhood must run in terror of this bully. He wouldn't be used to defiance. He had surely never faced those cursed by true madness. She had. And though her heart was beating hard and her hands were sweaty inside her gloves, neither madman nor bully would see anything but calm competence on the visage of Dr. Johanna Schell. Calm confidence was usually enough. It reduced hostility in the vast majority of the patients she dealt with in her father's private asylum. Even the most unruly of the residents had learned she was no frail girl to be intimidated. This man was not one of the majority. He stepped close enough that his breath washed over her face in a nauseating cloud.
"Looks like I'm gonna have to teach you a lesson, doctor," he sneered.